Wednesday, July the 25th, and you're on the air with the Doug Steffen Good Day program. This hour, Jennifer Horn and I go through the top topics of the day, the things that may be affecting you. And I will tell you, Jennifer, the thing that affected me more than anything was last night driving home from a meeting and hearing that Sherman Hemsley,
Hemsley
died in El Paso. Do you know he lived in El Paso?
I had no idea.
Listen to this program, in fact, I am told.
Wow.
KTSM there. He's only 74.
I was really, really sad about this one. I loved the Jeffersons. I thought he was great. I loved him in Amen. Do you remember that one after the Jeffersons?
I don't.
Where he played the church leader. It was a great comedic actor.
Yeah.
And you know what made me feel really old yesterday is when I said, oh, no, Sherman Hemsley died. 25-year-old girl that I work with sits next to me and goes,
Who's that?
And I said, George Jefferson. And she said, no. So I had to sing the theme song
for the Jeffersons.
No, and I sang the theme song for the Jeffersons, and she looked at me like I was insane. She had no idea. None.
Amazing. Part of our culture, right? Does she know anything about the Civil War? She wasn't alive for that
either. No, she's absolutely
smart. But does she know anything about the Civil War? I'd want to know what she knows about American history. If people are smart, what does it mean to be smart? This is a great...
She's very well read. She loves reading literature. She's,
What kind of literature?
A master's.
Yeah. Oh, you can have all those degrees you want. As mean, the guy who shot it up in Colorado was a PhD candidate, wasn't he? Or a PhD? Yeah, he didn't get a PhD because he failed the exams this past year. But he appears to be relatively, not sane, but smart.
Mm-hmm.
So, what is that?
You have to be smart to pull off something like that.
Yeah, okay. 800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougSteffen.com or Jennifer at DougSteffen.com. So, anyway, Sherman Hemsley from Jeffersons and All in the Family, et cetera, et cetera. Amen. I remember having him on this program one day, and he just seemed, he kind of went into character.
Mm-hmm.
I always find that interesting when somebody who's an actor, that's what they do. Acting, obviously, you put yourself into another place, into another character. And it was a good conversation. I think, as I remember, it was early in the morning for him, for sure. And he took a while to warm up. But after that, he was okay. But 74 is very young to be.
Was he sick? I mean, I didn't even see what happened.
That, yeah.
Cause
of death.
Pretty young.
Cause of death unknown.
But he had a nurse. His nurse found him. So obviously there might have been some issue going on.
Yeah. 800-510-8255. Let me go back for a moment to the Aurora shooting and something that has become a strongly heard part of this discussion. Many people are talking about gun control. Many people are talking about buying ammunition online. Here's my thought on that, and this may or may not stimulate some conversation, but I think it's new to the debate. In all of the regulatory roles the government plays, whether it's the federal government, state government, local government, we have people, when they go to buy liquor, for example, have their driver's license put through, in at least in the state of Massachusetts, they put them through one of these readers to make sure that the people who have the license are legit and there's no DUI associated with them. In other words, their record is scrutinized as they're buying alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
So if we can do that, why isn't there some measure, first of all, to eliminate the purchase of these things online? Or if you're going to have the ability to buy all this stuff online, then you have to identify yourself in a way that your record comes up. So the buyer, and you can't buy, you know, when you are putting all the stuff in on the computer, you got to identify yourself to the point where it's obvious you are who you are or you aren't who you are, and you have a record or you don't have a record. If you can do that to purchase an airplane ticket, and you got to give them all that information that you do if you're buying online, then why can't you do the same thing for ammunition or guns in general? Why not? I'm not for more laws. I'm for having these laws more intelligently administered. If we have 40 different agencies in the United States government that are inspecting food in one way or another, and by the way, parenthetically, obviously doing a, I was going to use a word to begin with an S, job of it.
Bang up is better.
Yeah, bang up job. Oh, yeah, doing a wonderful job. So how many hundreds of millions of dollars are wasted in that effort? Why can't we redirect some of that money to have the purchase of ammunition and maybe guns, or ammunition at least, scrutinized?
Can I ask some questions?
Yeah.
Okay, because this obviously is on everybody's mind right now.
Yeah.
And I was trying to think through this myself, because I'm not for limiting guns, but yet it seems interesting.
Well, yeah, limit them to the extent that people who have them ought to have them.
You're saying, like, have a kind of like an ID system where they have to prove their identity. Is it, do they limit you to the number of ammunition? What's the limit when they put your ID in? Because this guy had no real priors or anything.
From any of the calls that I have heard or any of the discussion, I don't know if there is a limit, and that may be part of the problem. And if there was a limit, and you even eliminated online purchasing, nothing would keep you, unless there was some kind of record-keeping device, from going from store to store to store to store and buying, okay, I'm going to buy the Max in this store, then I'm going to the next store and buy it. But if you can be tracked in all kinds of ways that are disgusting to most of us, if we have that ability to do that, then why isn't there some application of all of that technology to the purchase of guns? You can't, I mean, look at all the limits that we have placed on us now by security and scrutiny and technology, governmental scrutiny. So why the heck isn't it applicable here?
So you're saying we could pretty much buy whatever we want, but we have to, let's say, put our thumbprint down that's identical, and then it would flag a system
right.
If you bought too much stuff.
Yes.
Okay.
Right.
That's interesting.
And here's Jack, who says, why make it more difficult for law-abiding citizens? You know what, Jack? Because that's the way it is these days. It's tough. It's too bad. But because people are abusing the system, it's the same. Why do we have to all go through the TSA screening at the airport? Because that's the way it is.
All right. I'll agree with some of what you're saying. We've been fighting the war on drugs for, 45 years?
That's a GD waste of time.
You can get any drug you want.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah.
Any criminal that is intent on committing a crime can get anything they
want. So you know what you
want.
Do, Jack? You hold these buffoons who supposedly work for us instead of, it always feels like we're working for them. We have to please them in order to get what we want. I went through that in a hearing here in Framingham last night. I got to be a good boy, do what everybody wants me to do so that I'll get along with the politicians. Okay? So, you know what? I eat a little crow and get mostly what I want. But that doesn't mean that it's right. You shouldn't have to eat crow to get what you want. But that's the way we are now in this country, because there's too many people who live here. There's too much scrutiny of the wrong people. And
so why put more regulation
on
law abiding
citizens? Because that's the way it is. We are we are unable.
Because that's the way it is. Let's not reverse it.
Yeah, but the TSA reversed everything for everybody after September 11th. We have all these knee-jerk reactions to it, and that's the sort of thing that happens after something like this in Aurora.
That's exactly what's going on.
Yeah.
The Constitution doesn't allow...
Nobody cares, Jack. You're wasting your breath. Everybody keeps talking about the Constitution.
I'm wasting my breath with you because they don't care guns for hunting or killing or defending. If you carry a gun, you have a right to carry a gun to protect yourself from
nobody's
a tyrannical government.
Nobody is disputing that, but the government isn't in this play one way or another. They're not going to keep you from getting legitimate use of the guns or the tools.
They're just
going to
make
guns.
It more difficult.
But that's tough. That's the way it is. It is too bad. You and I may agree that it ought not to happen, but it ought to, because there is just too much of this stuff going on. Too many crazy people are getting access to stuff that legitimate people have access to, and it's just there's nothing more annoying to the average person than going through the TSA check-in at the airport. And that's more government scrutiny. You got to show an ID. They check you out. They look at your license to see if it's okay. Are you all right to travel? If you're, all of this stuff is part of what happens in a society that's gotten too big. We have too many people, not only here in our country, but on the planet. Just too many people. So at some point in time, you play the game and pay the piper. And that's what we're doing right now. Those people in that theater, there's no justifiable reason for them not being with us anymore.
Yeah. See, my issue comes with the assail. I mean, because I'm not for limiting, and I don't even know if I'm for tougher restrictions. I kind of like what you're saying about, like, a fingerprint system or something like that.
I don't even know if that's what it is. It cards something.
But what I don't understand is why we are selling automatic firearm weapons, and that's what he was using, and that is beyond what we need to protect ourselves from government or anybody else.
Well, but some people could make the argument, and maybe legitimately.
Just my personal feeling.
Yeah, I understand. But the government has all those weapons, so if you want to protect yourself against the government, then you need the same kind of weapons they have.
My personal feeling is we don't need an automatic weapon at
all. We need a better government. That's what we need. We need better scrutiny and control over ourselves. And we need to control ourselves better and understand that we're living in a society that requires that we at least be able to function with other people. And then you look at this moron and look at the look in his eyes and his... orange. I'm really upset. I have been very controlled about this on the air, but I will tell you something. I'm so sick of all of these people and their pandering and us... Him getting a $29,000 scholarship for a year to pay for his going to school, and he flunks out.
And I don't buy that he's crazy. You know how he's doing this?
No, I think he's an actor.
You know that he's spitting in people's faces and that they're going to try to ask him to wear a face guard?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. At that point, you want to pretend you're crazy? I'm going to tie a face guard on you.
Yeah.
I just don't buy that he's nuts. I really don't. Yeah. I think that's his way of not getting the death penalty.
And you know me. I don't like the death penalty except in certain extreme cases.
There's
in
no
this
question,
case,
I'd hang
this
him
guy
up.
Needs to go, needs to be hung out to dry. Yeah. All right. Anyway, so we've gotten ourselves into a crank about, about this. Yeah.
Settling world problems.
800-510-8255 at 18 past the hour. This is the Good Day program.
Find the car you've been dreaming of with Chevy's Love It or Return It guarantee. If you don't love your car, you can return it. Stop into your local Chevy dealer today. Go to ChevyConfidence.com for full details and restrictions. Purchase a 2012 vehicle by September 4th. Not available with some other offers.
While many rose up with violence, he sat down for peace. Mahatma Gandhi reached out with the strength he cultivated within his soul. So, pass it on from the Foundation for a Better Life at Values.com.
All multivitamins claim to be complete, but when you read the label, you're often only getting the basics. A dozen nutrients here, a dozen nutrients there, which is why I take Centrum. Only Centrum goes beyond, providing key essential nutrients and more. With quality ingredients, so I know I'm at my best. And it's backed by over 30 years of science. Centrum. Always your most complete.
And now Geico presents 30 Seconds with Maxwell the Pig.
Maxwell, you're on.
Cool. And so you just want me to read the script? You don't want me to do the wee thing? Okay. Today, I'm going to talk about the new Geico mobile app and how you can manage your policy and get your ID card and customize it with your favorite Geico character. But I'm not yelling wee or anything because they don't want me to, right?
Correct.
Okay, just saying it's my thing.
Everything you love about Geico, now mobile. Download the new Geico app today.
Josh is in Port St. Lucie, Florida. Quickly, Josh, go ahead, sir, with your point.
My point is I heard you on the radio talking about the background checks and stuff for the ammunition. Well, in this case, there was nothing that would have came up on the background for this fella. So how would you determine?
That? How do you know that?
Well, that's just what I'm hearing. I mean, all I've heard is just the speeding ticket stuff.
Yeah.
I'm sure more will come out, but...
Yeah.
You know, I know he bought like 60,000 rounds. I mean, I think that's a little excessive, but
you're
what
crazy.
Do you feel is the amount?
I don't know. I don't have an opinion on that. 21 after the hour.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hello, is this Joe?
You know what time it is?
Yes, I do. It is 5:45 where you are, and I have some money in the cash call jackpot, if you know what the amount is.
Hey, you, man.
Restoring dignity to early morning radio. This
I love that guy.
Is the Doug Steffen Show.
Yesterday, speaking of President Obama gave a speech in Oakland. Hundreds of people showed up to voice their support for medical marijuana. Yeah. And by showed up, I mean wandered in 4 hours late.
Oh, dude, I forgot my sign.
Well, congratulations to Sofia Vergara of Modern Family. She's on the cover of Forbes magazine, the highest paid actress on television. She passed Kim Kardashian. And believe me, if you've ever been behind Kim Kardashian and tried to pass, that is very, very hard to do.
Hey, Snoop Dogg has an interesting new project. Snoop Dogg just announced that he's going to release a reggae album later this year. In related news, the world is expected to run out of marijuana later this year. I guess it was a statistical inevitability that he would eventually produce at least one reggae album, but the album will be called Reincarnated, and he's not releasing it under the name Snoop Dogg. For this one, he's calling himself Snoop Lion. Snoop Lion sounds like the name of a stoner grocery store or something. Dude, let's go to the Snoop Lion and grab some pizza curls.
You guys see this? Yesterday, the White House announced that President Obama will visit Israel during his second term in office. Of course, when they heard the second term part, Israel was like, we'll put you down as a maybe. Speaking of the president, last night, hundreds of people gathered outside of Obama's fundraiser to protest his crackdown on medical marijuana. Yeah, they were like, what do we want? Legal weed. When do we want it? Whatever. It's a big rush. Don't rush it, man.
I get it. I actually don't get Obama on the medical marijuana stuff. That's, anyway. 800-510-8255. The ladies on The View were talking about what Jennifer has spent a good deal of time talking about in the last 24 hours or so, and that's the addition of Mariah Carey to the American Idol judge panel.
It's officially being reported that Mariah Carey is the newest American Idol judge, signing a one-year contract for just shy of $18 million. Ooh, yeah, well, yeah. You know, the show is still a hit, but the ratings apparently have declined a little bit. But do we think this will help?
You know, I think that Mariah Carey is going to get...
I think you should sing this.
No, I can't. No, that's why I'm not on American Idol. If they do a karaoke American Idol, I'll audition. But I think she's going to bring a big jolt to it because when Mariah Carey speaks, you know, she's written most of her songs. She's gone platinum. I think you are going to listen when Mariah Carey says you need to do this, you need to do that, and da-da-da.
That's one of her phrase, I think, you know, because I think we had it with J-Lo, and I think, I mean, I certainly love watching it this go around. I think when Mariah steps in, it's going to be phenomenal. I think if Randy Jackson is with her, the relationship that they have, they're both on there. Mm-hmm. They've had it for, decades, right?
Yeah.
They will be able to provide great critique, great response to those artists, and they will be able to really move them forward in a way that will be phenomenal.
And I think they'll disagree with you.
Well, I think that it's a great idea, and I agree with both of you, but I do think that you need somebody who can be a little nastier, because Mariah is going to be nice, just like J-Lo was.
That? We don't know that.
I have a
feeling. You're saying not Mariah, not Randy, but someone else to be mean.
Here's my point. If you're a woman and you're nasty, they call you a bitch. Mm-hmm. If you're a man and you're nasty, they say you're assertive and you're aggressive and he's got a lot of testosterone, and it'll be great. So a woman on that show cannot be bitchy. And if you notice, nobody is. Paula wasn't. That other girl, I forget her name off the top of my head.
J-Lo. Cara DeLaGuardia.
Yeah. They were nice girls.
They were nice.
And DeGeneres. She was nice.
Yeah, she was nice. But we need another man in there to kind of get
somebody to be nasty.
Nasty. All right, somebody sign me up. I'll do it for 10.
You could be nasty.
I'm not.
No, you wouldn't. You would not be nasty, though. I don't think you could. I don't think you have the Simon in you. You'd be a good judge, but I don't know if you have the Simon in you.
28 past the hour on Good Day.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. Now, we're all used to grabbing a soda and chips from some vending machine when we travel. But these days, there are other vending machines that are offering some really unusual items. Ever heard of the cupcake chain called Sprinkles? Well, some people like them so much that there's now a 24-hour vending machine in Beverly Hills. So if the shop is closed, you can still get your cupcake fix. Throughout the East Coast, look for vending machines from Moo Bella. No, we're not talking ice cream sandwiches here. You actually pick your ice cream and the mix, and then you create your own flavor. And keep your eyes open for this one. A mall in Cape Town in South Africa recently had an iced tea vending machine that was activated by, get this, Twitter. You send out a tweet, it tracks the coordinates, and then a can just pops out. Yes, it's also a promotional stunt, but talk about being on the cutting edge of technology. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
And now Geico presents 30 Seconds with Maxwell the Pig.
Hey everyone, I'm Maxwell, and my life is kind of awesome because whenever Geico wants to talk about their new mobile app, they're like, hey Maxwell, you feel like coming to the studio and talking about how the app lets you manage your policy, you know, and get roadside help and even customize it with your favorite Geico character? And I'm like, maybe. Are there going to be snacks?
Everything you love about Geico, now mobile. Download the new Geico app today.
Great news for back to school. Right now, get one Samsung Epic 4G Touch, Sprint's most popular Android phone, for $99.99 after $50 mail-in rebate, and get one free. Plus, Sprint is the only network with truly unlimited data, text, and calling to any mobile while on the Sprint network. And there's no data throttling, metering, or overages. Visit Sprint.com/EpicTouch or a Sprint store. End date 18. Rebate via reward card. Excludes taxes. Requires new line activation or eligible upgrade on select plans. Both lines subject to 2-year agreement. $36 activation. Up to $350 early termination fee, credit approval, and deposit. Prohibited network.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Ali-C and Ali-Van from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Ali-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Ali-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Ali-C or Ali-Ban from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LaCig e-cigarette's revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LaCig.com. And LaCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LaCig.com, spelled LECIG.com. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
Smartest thing my company did was to give us WebEx. I'm in sales, and now I get twice the meetings, close twice the business, and make twice the money. Guess I should say thank you to the folks in IT.
The new free version of WebEx Meetings lets you take your office anywhere, your desktop, laptop, or mobile device. Get your free WebEx Meetings basic account now at WebEx.com. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com. WebEx.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Feels like a good day. Stay inside. There's a marathon running.
Investigating what's going on in the world, the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jennifer Horn and Doug going through the top topics of the day, including the trends in the social media. So what do we have trending, Ms. Horn?
Well, everybody is talking about this Modern Family thing. In fact,
everybody?
Yeah, Yahoo and Twitter. Some of the stars' names right now are trending. I almost said twending.
Yeah.
Including Sofia Vergara and Eric Stone Street right now. And that's, if you haven't heard the story, because they were all at a table read, which is what they do to practice to get things started for the season. Yeah. And all of the major characters, Julie Bowen, Ty Burrell, Eric Stone Street, Sofia Vergara, and Jesse Tyler Ferguson, all walked off the table read because they want their contracts canceled so that they can renegotiate for more money. Now, though, Al Bundy, what's his name?
Ed O'Neill.
O'Neill. Thank you. Ed O'Neill was not part of this originally, but he decided to join in at the very last minute.
Wow,
because he wanted
more than the rest of them. Anyway.
I'm thinking that he does, but he wanted to show solidarity with the rest of the cast members, so now he's part of it, too. All over social media this morning. So interesting.
So how do they continue? This is a very popular show. I thought, how do these people get any sympathy, given the fact that Sofia Vergara is on the cover of Forbes magazine as the highest-paid television actress?
Well, so she's not, though, for her TV job. For her TV job, I believe they're making, like, $150,000 an episode they were supposed to make this time.
Yeah.
Which, I'm not crying for them, but they want to make more money. And they also, a big part of the deal is that when they're associated with Modern Family, they're not allowed to take any other roles, any other film roles. And so part of the deal is that they want to be able to do other things during their break time.
Uh-huh. All right, so they ought to be, why would they have an objection to doing other work? Why would the
I don't know, but it's. I was reading that it says it's really written, it's really stoneclad in their contract that they can't do anything else.
I understand, but
family.
Why? What's the point?
I don't know. So I do think that if they break that, I mean, I'd support that to let them do whatever they want to do during their off time.
Good for you. I'm sure they'd like to have you on their negotiating team.
I'd wear the sandwich board for
them.
There
you go. There you go. All right, so Britney Spears, Kirstie Alley, Bristol Palin, Brad Paisley, all in the news. Jennifer has some updates on this sort of thing, because we like to know what's going on with some of our faves, one way or the other. And Kate Gosselin wants to do a dating show? Is this Kate plus eight?
This is Kate plus 8. Yeah. She is, you know, she's been out of reality TV for a little while now, and I guess she is pretty desperate. She's missing those cameras. So E! Is reporting that Kate is planning to shoot a new reality show tracking her attempts at finding love again.
Yeah.
No network has agreed to pick this up yet.
Duh.
But she's ready to look for love. Now, I want to know if she's still with her bodyguard, because that was a big rumor for a long time, is that she had romantic links to that gray-haired Studmeister that she had walking around with her all the time.
The gray-haired Studmeister.
Hmm. He was attractive, yes.
Yeah. Well, some people with gray hair are Studmeisters.
A lot of people with gray hair are.
800.
God, I'm getting old.
510-8255. Okay, so what's going on in Anaheim? What the heck, this whole business, this clash between the police, apparently some officer shot an unarmed man. And that always is going to...
The problem with that is it was the 6th or the 8th. I can't remember. It was either 6 or 8 police-related shootings...
In Anaheim.
In Anaheim in a month, I believe.
Yeah, right.
And so there was a big protest yesterday because it's, you know, obviously the people feel like it has to stop. With this the unarmed guy was it. And people have taken to the streets. I mean, they were in front of City Hall yesterday blocking up traffic and... But, I mean, rightly so. That's a lot. That's
well, it is. It's certainly something. We have too many police, not well-trained enough. We need fewer police, better trained, better paid. These people, there are so many people that are police officers that ought not to be. It is ridiculous. When you look at the training, again, back to gun control laws or laws in general, how they're administered, there are too many rowdy, rough people who are police officers. And even in the big cities where they ought to be able to get better people one way or another, too many militarists, just too much already of the same thing. There is not, and granted, we have a lot of people who are being given their rights, and you know, you wonder, okay, who's got rights? A lot of this stuff is brought on by the police and their attitude. Mm-hmm. And that's a general statement, but we all know, we've all experienced, we've all been there, done that, where a policeman stops you for whatever, somehow you get involved in a policeman, and it's an unpleasant experience. Whereas many of us, when we were kids growing up, the police experiences were great. We looked up to the police. When did all that stop? And people that are in the police say, well, when people got so rude and people got so uncaring.
Too happy.
And maybe there's something. But at some point, the good relationship, the good rapport that we had with the police went out the window. I don't want to talk to a policeman. I don't want to be around police. When I see the police coming or around, I want to make sure that I'm not involved. And yet I have some very close friends who are in the in service in the police, and they're good, smart police officers. But for the most part, the attitude that comes from these people and why it is that they are like that, it always trickles uphill to the leadership. The police chiefs are often way too power-crazed. And in terms of administration, they just don't have the ability to see the big picture.
Well, and we've turned into this... I mean, I think what you were talking about is true. It used to be that everybody kind of worked together and the police worked with you if you were doing something right, and the people doing something right worked with the police. But now I don't know if it's the additional media scrutiny or if it's something that's
made
us...
But what happened to the old days of may I help you, sir? What can I do to help you?
Yeah, well, now it's almost like the police are, I mean, and part of it is our fault because we've become such a sue-happy society, and because, you know, we've almost turned people in public office against us because they're afraid to help us now. Yeah. They only just do what they're supposed to do by the book.
We're afraid to have them help us, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
You got it. It goes both ways. But in the handling of this, I mean, the other side of it is the officer shoots an unarmed man. That's something that's no-no. But the way people have reacted by breaking into stores, throwing, you know, crashing into storefronts,
looting,
and there's nothing that says that's legit or justified.
And those people don't even care about what's going on.
They just want a lot of noise.
An excuse to loot. It's ridiculous.
All right, so 4 people have been arrested in the last 24 hours in separate movie theater incidents because the Batman movie seems to bring that out. The Batman franchise is dead, finished, over. You will not. My prediction is you'll never see another Batman movie produced again. Never. Done. Finished. Over. Because of this. Now, whether it's appropriate, would it have been the same had it happened in the new Lone Ranger Tonto movie? Who knows what the other movies are that are around. There are certainly more movies around that are violent and horrible, horrific. But because this is so big and the anticipation of it was such that it was to do hundreds of millions of dollars, it made for an easy target for this guy. So,
did you see the pictures on, this was another thing on social media yesterday, I don't know if you saw, but Christian Bale, the actor that plays Batman, actually went to some of the hospitals in Aurora, and really cool pictures, hanging out with some of the victims, and
we have,
I mean, I think that's a nice thing that he did.
Somebody on the program later on has written a book about Christian Bale, used to be his confidant and PR person, I'm not thinking, although I don't know the book until we talk to this guy. That there's anything good that's going to... There's never anything good that comes out of
a book.
Tell-all book
like that,
that comes from a former employee. At any rate, I think that was a good
It was
touch.
A class act,
it
yeah.
It was, yeah, right, it was. Anyway, the story from Philadelphia today is that Monsignor William Lynn, former secretary for clergy at the Archdiocese of Philadelphia, sentenced to up to six years in jail for covering up child abuse claims. He is the first church official convicted of hiding the claims against priests. During his time as secretary for the clergy, responsible for handling priest assignments and reassignments, he was the one who handled the child sexual assault complaints all the way from 1992 to 2004. He's 61 years old and has been in prison since his conviction. And if it happens to be that the same thing happens to him as happened to the last guy that went to prison, he won't last long. There was a priest in Massachusetts who went to Walpole Maximum Security Prison, and I think he lasted about 4 months.
Wow.
And he was dispatched by the crowd in the prison. You know, that's something... That the there's an interesting code among those who are in prison.
Oh yeah, among thieves. They always say honor among thieves. Right?
Well, this kind of stuff you don't want to be, especially when you're from the clergy. That's supposed to be that really riles people up, and with good justification, frankly. But this is part of whatever it is. Is it Pennsylvania? Those of you who live in Pennsylvania, what the heck's going on? Why is there so much sexual abuse between, the obvious high-visibility cases of Jerry Sandusky and this Monsignor and all the other priests that work with him in that diocese and other Pennsylvania dioceses? What's the story? And how much of this goes on? And why does it go on? I don't understand. I've never understood this. My mind is not wired that way, apparently. It just... And maybe what it does, as much as people throw rocks at the radio when I say this, it's an unnatural state to be without partners. And so we, as humans, seek out partners. Somehow it's aberrant in some circumstances. Why shouldn't priests be allowed to marry? What is there about it? If you're a Catholic, how do you deal with that? Jennifer, you're
a
Catholic.
I am a Catholic, I support having priests marry.
What the hell difference does it make? Whether you're married or not.
Religion's going to die out. That's a big factor for... I think it's a lot of... I think the Catholic Church looks at dying out because the priest issue is not going to go away. And they're not letting people come in and have families. I don't see the big deal. I think to keep the religion going and strong, let them get married.
Is the religion worth keeping?
Yes.
The question.
Okay. It is, in my opinion, although I know you disagree. But yes,
it is. I just think this kind of stuff, what it does is it underscores the control and influence that men have over women, and these people want power and control. These are like politicians. Why does it need to be? You can have your religious beliefs and justify them, till the cows come home. But what is there about the control? What religious influence or what religious aspect of being faithful is served by not being married or not having a partner. What you're sentenced to a life of kind of freakish life,
well,
of being by yourself,
to be so that you can be fully centered on God and your vows to the Lord. I mean, right. That's what it's supposed to be about. But I think you also lose a lot of really great candidates who maybe want to have the married life.
Right. A lot of very smart young men I've known over the years. I had some students, as a matter of fact, when I was teaching school. We talked about this in, I actually remember talking about it in school. And I don't remember why, but I do remember high school students, college students, people that I went to college with, who wanted to get into the ministry or wanted to get into the priesthood. And one guy, I remember now that I'm thinking about it, chose to change his religion because he wanted to be of service but didn't want to be single all his life. So he converted from Catholicism to Protestantism, became a Presbyterian minister. And was good at it.
I think now it also makes you more relatable because you can help people going through the same type of issues. I mean, most people have spouses at some point in their life. So I think it does make you more relatable to your parishioners. I don't know. I would support it. I know there's a lot of people who from the old school that want them to just take the vow to God, but I don't know. I don't know if family is necessarily distracting or if it makes you a more relatable clergyman.
I think I've said enough. The answer to that question, however you're asking me, is no. 800-510-8255. Let's see what sort of response we get from our Facebook friends. Anybody who wants to follow that, please help yourself. Here, yesterday, there was a lot of discussion in Washington about the super PACs and the role of money in political campaigns. Senator Bernie Sanders from Vermont said he thinks this trend, and he's an independent. He and Joe Lieberman are the only two independents. I think they have any significant role. Are they independents in Congress? Just the Senate, right? Those two guys. Anyway. So he says that we are headed toward an oligarchy. Do you know what an oligarchy is?
I have no idea.
It's a small number of people who basically control the government. It's limited government controlled by the few.
Okay.
And that is what's happening. Wealthy individuals have great influence on elections because of the Supreme Court ruling. And anybody who's got any common sense at all understands how wrong that Citizens United ruling was in the Supreme Court. Horrible. And you can see it now how it's affecting the elections everywhere. 49 minutes past the hour on Good Day.
With temperatures on the rise and road trips on the horizon, summer can be a challenging time to go green. But small changes to your daily routine can really add up. Here are a few ways to make a difference. Turn off appliances when they're not in use. Switch to energy-efficient light bulbs. Carpool more often. Use reusable grocery bags. Join the Heinz Join the Growing Movement campaign. To participate, visit your favorite restaurant serving Heinz ketchup. Scan the QR code on the back of the specially marked bottle. Pledge to make one small, environmentally responsible change to your daily routine. And share your pledge with your friends on Facebook or Twitter. For each pledge taken and shared, Heinz will help plant a tree. Up to 57,000 total. The Join the Growing Movement campaign is on all Heinz ketchup restaurant bottles made with plant bottle technology. The plant bottle packaging is made from up to 30% renewable material derived from sugarcane and is still 100% recyclable. For more, visit HeinzKetchup.com or the Heinz Ketchup Facebook page.
Men, would you like to safely and easily lose belly fat without strict diets or rigorous exercise? Clinical studies show that men who boost their testosterone experience amazing results in reduced belly fat. That's right, testosterone melts belly fat. You've probably heard about some of the benefits of boosting testosterone, such as stronger sex drive and sexual performance, more energy, and even lower cholesterol. But chances are you haven't heard that increasing testosterone causes fat loss. Would you like to boost your testosterone and easily lose belly fat? Then try Andro 400. Listen to what Calvin from Las Vegas said.
I've been taking Andro 400 for about 3 months, and I feel amazing. Drop 35 pounds, no aches or pains, and I have a new zest for life.
So, men, go to andro400.com today and find out how you can naturally boost your testosterone and lose belly fat easily and inexpensively. That's andro400.com, andro400.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
The man who predicted the fall of communism is now predicting the fall of capitalism. He's dined with the Rockefellers, hung out with the Clintons, banged heads with the Beltway, and inspired companies, movements, and empires that have brought forth revolutionary change. He sat shoulder to shoulder with figures like George Bush Sr., Steve Forbes, Margaret Thatcher, and Boris Yeltsin, to name but a few. And his volume of work set out his groundbreaking financial newsletter, Strategic Investment, was so far ahead of its time, it helped transform not just the fates and fortunes of thousands of investors, but also the fates and fortunes of entire nations. For the first time in 17 years, he's back once again with his first controversial video presentation. Go to fallofcapitalism.com to watch him reveal a landmark development, which he believes will set off the most violent economic reversal in history, one that carries the power to bring down the entire capitalist system. Go to fallofcapitalism.com to watch his controversial video before the powers that be wipe it from the internet. Again, it's www.fallofcapitalism.com.
To investigate what's going on in the world of technology, better living with Doug and Jennifer at 53 past the hour. Apple's newest operating system, Mountain Lion, has arrived. Why do they call it Mountain Lion? Maybe we'll find that out. Shelley Palmer perhaps will explain that and some other items of interest from the world of technology in just a moment here on Good Day.
My name is Jennifer. I'm 44, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
My name is Kim. I'm 47, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
I'm Jane. I'm 52, and I lost a ton of weight with the Amberin program. Even my belly fat is gone, and it was so easy.
Thousands of women over 40 who used to struggle with weight gain are having incredible success with the Amberin program. That's because Amberin focuses on hormonal balance. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40, especially during menopause, is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But the Amberin program balances your hormones naturally, making losing weight surprisingly easy. Plus, Amberin eliminates other symptoms of unbalanced hormones, like hot flashes, irritability, and sleeplessness. Call in the next 15 minutes to receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Call 1-800-939-8955. That's 1-800-939-8955. 1-800-939-8955.
Today on Shelley Palmer Digital Living, Apple's newest operating system, Mountain Lion, has finally arrived. Let's take a look at the new features it will bring to your Mac. Mountain Lion is more compatible with other iDevices than past operating systems. iCloud will play a much greater role, allowing for easier syncing of media, calendars, and contacts. And a few new apps are going to let you sync messages, reminders, and notes between devices as well. Mountain Lion is more social, too, with integration for both Facebook and Twitter, and with multiplayer gameplay through the iOS Game Center. It also has a new notification center that pops up in the right-hand corner and looks very similar to the notifications on iOS 5. Safari gets a few updates too. A copy of Mountain Lion costs $19.99 at the Mac App Store and can be downloaded to multiple Macs after purchase, but you have to be running the latest version of Snow Leopard or Lion to install it. Visit ShelleyPalmer.com to read all about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Great news for back to school. Right now, get one Samsung Epic 4G Touch, Sprint's most popular Android phone, for $99.99 after $50 mail-in rebate, and get one free. Plus, Sprint is the only network with truly unlimited data, text, and calling to any mobile.
network, and there's no data throttling, metering, or overages. Visit Sprint.com/EpicTouch or a Sprint store. End date 18. Rebate via reward card. Excludes taxes. Requires new line activation or eligible upgrade on select plans. Both lines subject to 2-year agreement. $36 activation. Up to $350 early termination fee, credit approval, and deposit. Prohibited network use and restrictions apply.
Today, my journey to help save people money on car insurance brings me to a shopping mall. Of course, when it comes to shopping for car insurance, most people go to GEICO. I mean, with all the discounts they offer, why would you shop anywhere else? There are discounts for complete and defensive driving courses, multi-policy discounts, and discounts for being accident-free. You know, this mall is a real maze. I think I passed that candle store about 5 times.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
All right, some interesting technology news, Jennifer. There is it's kind of an interesting little gadget. I actually like to look at these. I don't know anything about them. This is a way to tell your roommate.
Yes.
Never mind. I'm not. This is. It's too technical even for me. I'm looking at, if I ever go to Firebox, I look at some of these things and I try to understand what they are.
Not so much, huh?
This is a way to use an app for a monitor in your room. So a college student could set this up and try to figure out who in the room was stealing beer.
Great. Who's stealing my beer? Yeah, I love it. Setting a trap. That's awesome.
Costs $155. It's called the iZone Remote Room Monitor. You can keep a watchful eye on things when you're at work, you're shopping, or you're at college classes. It automatically goes on when it senses audio or motion detection in the room. And you have your own closed-circuit television network. With just basically, it's your iPhone. And you set it up, and you put this app on, and it automatically goes on when somebody comes into the room and watches what it is they're doing. Hey, talk about spooky stuff. Everybody's being watched all the time. You can do this sort of thing wherever. Hey, catch your wife having an affair, or Kristen Stewart kissing the director of the movie.
The Snow White movie,
right. Yeah.
Busted.
Okay. Well, that could have been done with this app. It's called the iZone. iZON. If you're interested in spying on your wife or your husband or your children, this sounds like just the right tool for you. Yeah, right. Beautiful. 59 after on Good Day.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.